is starting right about now.
I can hear it. I can hear it, guys.
The Bomb. The number one live show in the world, West Coast Potluck Podcast. Coming to you from Pig Studios in Compton, California. Featuring radio personality Super Steve Flores. Comedian extraordinaire, that dude Johnny C. And Mr. I'll Do Anything for a Buck, Mario 81. So throw your dubs in the air and let's get ready to pop up.
What's up? It's that time again. It's Tuesday night.
8 o'clock.
8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the West Coast Potluck Podcast.
That's us.
Coming to you live from a super secret location.
P-I-G-Z.
I'll tell you this. It's in the city of Compton.
A lot of potholes. Follow the potholes.
Follow the potholes.
Today
you won't get here.
Today I was on the freeway, and the map, the GPS was like, tell me there's a pothole. Oh, dude, and it's still there, still there. And I was like, no. And I stopped, and I was like, eh. And then as soon as it was gone, what? I was like, oh, there it was. As soon as the notification was gone, I was like, oh, there's that pothole that I was trying to avoid this whole time.
What was that off of? Was that Google Maps?
On Waze.
Oh, yeah. Waze is good for that.
Oh, shit, because there's no notification on mine. It's just cat.
Not only that, they will also let you know there's something in the road other than potholes. Yeah. It's like, hey, there's some fucking...
There's a stroller in the road right now. I thought it was a person.
With or without a baby?
No baby. Like, okay. Folded up, like an umbrella style. Like in the...
Wet and folded up. Sure. Umbrella like, style.
I was in Whittier yesterday.
Shittier Whittier, where the girls are prettier?
I mean, where the girls are shittier. Yeah. And there was a stroller. You could tell there was a car accident. So I just don't know if something was flipped over. So I don't know if there was a baby in that motherfucker or not. Or it just, there was stuff in the bag. But yeah.
I don't know if I told it on the podcast. So one night, it was late on a Friday night. And I was like, it was like 3 a.m. And I was going, and I have to go, whatever. So I'm going up the street, and I see there had just been a bad accident. You know, someone got smacked turning left. And so I look, and there's people outside and, like, on the phones and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not a doctor, you know what I mean? So I went home. Like, I don't have I could have done, somebody else already did. So I went home. And then when I came back and I drove by, there was fucking candles there.
Oh.
Yo.
Famous candles.
Yeah, there's fucking, and now there's, like, a permanent memorial thing there. Like, they've put, like, they've erected, like, a little cross on stuff with his name on it. But I always think about it, like, man, I don't want to. I'm so glad I didn't stop. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to help. What the hell? Now I got to see a dead guy? Like, I don't want to hear your last words.
Wait.
You know what I mean? I'm not trying to hear.
Water.
You know, or, like, he's like, find my daughter. You know, and I was like, sure. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I'm not going on an adventure for you.
On the quest.
Yeah, quest? I'm supposed to go on a quest? Get out of here. Beat it.
How do you know that wasn't Chewy Chalky?
It's not, because he only comes on the dreams, bro.
Oh, okay, you're right.
And you have to go battle him in the jungle.
Yeah, I'm not battling
9 months.
Stop saying his name.
Yeah, God, right?
I didn't say that shit, man. Damn. Makes my butthole tight every time. It's like, don't say it.
Was it here on this show? I know it was at the studio, was it on a West Coast Potluck Night on Tuesday, number one live podcast in the world, where we had a bad accident. One of our guests.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah,
we had
a
guest, or the guest... girlfriend was a nurse, and she ran out there to go help.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I remember that shit.
I don't have any skills. I don't have any accident skills.
She went out there. She, like, sprung into action like a real superhero and shit. Like, goddamn.
But what are you going to do?
I mean,
you don't have gloves. You don't have sheet. I don't know.
I mean, they're there to save lives, man. They don't give a fuck. They'll just go and learn how to do shit. By the way, I did learn recently, I've been CPR certified, so now
I'm also CPR certified.
I can do
certified.
CPR, and instead of
I'm in need of CPR soon.
Perfect. We got you.
Yeah.
You can certified. Choose to not do the CPR, like not do mouth-to-mouth.
Yeah, we do hands-only. What we teach is hands-only CPR. No more mouth-to-mouth, because apparently that mouth-to-mouth, that brought back nobody. Like, that was doing...
Wait, so you're just making out with dead motherfuckers for no reason?
That was it. Apparently they studied whatever, and it was like the compressions do way more than
you just got double down on the compression part.
Yeah,
no blows.
You're just fucking doing 2 minutes to staying alive. That's the beat you're supposed to
do. The Office?
No, that is what they teach you in the fucking class.
There was a clip from The Office, because they showed us a clip during CPR class.
And, oh, really?
And they're doing it to the beat of that. But it was The Office that was doing
it. I didn't
see
it on The Office. Dude was like, you know, we're going to find it. Because I do this at work, too. But on the good ones, on the good CPR dummies, because we're like in the future, you know what I mean? On the good ones, you can see what you're making happen. Like you push it and it lights up like where the blood's going and how hard you have to push it to make it go to their brain. Because you push it a little bit and it's like, all right, the blood, it's going right here, but you're not doing shit. Like you have to fucking, and they tell you straight up, you're going to break at least one of them. You're going to break their ribs, like, and you're going to hear it. But like it has to be, and then when you get on there and see your sternum, but this like on the sides, the sternum's not going to crack. Like on the sides right here is fucking going to crack. And, but it's fucking wild when they, but doing that. And so, but on the dummy, you see, you have to push.
Yeah.
You have to push hard, locked out elbows and like fucking bah, 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 and doing that. Like, cause I'll do demonstrations and doing that for 30 seconds, but doing it 10 times. Like, oh, it's like eventually, yo, you got to switch somebody else.
Bring someone
man,
in.
My elbows, my shoulders are fucking killing me, man.
You have to hear that click on that motherfucker.
Yeah, but I bet once you're in the whole fucking moment of it, your adrenaline is so crazy. So you're just fucking
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Know? What happened? Oh, I punctured his lung.
Yeah. You just see yourself. Oh, let's see it. Because I was going to just start seeing staying alive again.
Yeah, gotcha. We're going to the video.
All right. So, assessing the situation, are they breathing?
No.
No, Rose, they are not breathing. And they have no arms or legs.
No, that's not part of it.
Where are they? You know what? If we come across somebody with no arms or legs, do we bother resuscitating them? I mean, what kind of quality of life do we have there?
I would want no legs.
How about no arms? No arms or legs is basically how you exist right now, Kevin. You don't do anything.
All right, well, let's get back to it, because you're losing them. Okay, too fast. Everyone, we need to pump at a pace of 100 beats per minute.
Oh, okay. That's hard to keep track. How many is that per hour?
How's that going to help you?
I will divide and then count to it.
Right.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know that song?
Yes, yes, I do. I love that song. First I was afraid, I was petrified.
That's
I Will Survive.
Staying Alive, okay. Yes, staying alive.
You were in the parking lot earlier, that's how I know you.
Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Words it loud, women more, been kicked around since I was born. Well, it's all right, it's okay, you can't look.
By the way, the dummy just died.
Staying alive, staying alive.
By the way, I wish all CPR classes were taught like that.
That was pretty close to mine. This dude was like covered in fucking shitty tattoos, and, like wanting to talk to me about like stopping. Like everybody, there's like six of us, and we're doing it. And he'd come over like so. Yeah, but I'm like, man, can we just get this over with?
Coming over, I'm here, trying to fucking
quit
save
coming
lives.
Over here talking to me about tattoos, man. I'm trying to fucking pump chest.
When when he's talking about your tattoos, like he wants to know like where you got yours from.
Yeah, he just wants to talk tat talk, you know. Okay. What I mean, what hurt? You know, it hurt. Oh, you got this? Just like fucking.
My neck hurt the worst.
Right, just fucking tat talk. You know.
Like, well, the only chest I want to break is this one right here.
Oh, booby pops! How long pops. Has that been sitting there?
That was a years. Christmas gift to last
2020?
Christmas.
2020.
Shit. Oh, 2020 on the package. I got no, that. No, no. I got that shit last year.
It doesn't say. It's sugar.
You know what? I think there's like a fucking vagina somewhere on the table, too.
I want to eat this shark.
Don't eat my pet shark.
We cook this. Can you smoke this? Can you smoke this fucking shark right here?
I want to smoke anything at this point. Strawberry flavor.
Taste like strawberry already?
Some titties taste like strawberry.
Some like horchata.
Sure.
Some depends on your nationalities,
some,
I guess, right?
Some taste like, I don't know, it tastes like cum, kind of. It's weird.
What?
What the
titties
hell?
Come on, I'm just being fucking gross. Right?
Yeah.
I hope it's your cum.
No, absolutely not. I would never.
Wait, so if you... Wait. So you rather not... You would rather eat someone else's cum and not yours?
No, of course not. I would just be an asshole. What happened to the other guys right there?
Change the subject.
Well, strawberry titties are on this. There's all kinds of shit on this
strawberry
table, bro.
Strawberry titties.
What do we got here? Marijuana?
No, Mama Juana.
Mama Juana,
that is a alcoholic drink, but with healing properties. There's like roots and bark and...
Why you could have healed? Why didn't you drink it?
It helps you with, like, I don't know, common culture.
Saying, why didn't you drink it? You could have healed.
You know what? I think we give some of these stuff, some of the stuff away on Instagram. Do a little fucking contest.
You can have this table. You have whatever
no,
you want.
No, no, no.
You're trying to get rid of my table, Johnny. What the fuck?
But you can have, like, these strawberry titties. Yeah,
what about that big old dildo? Can they have that?
No, that has to stay.
All right. What about the Hulk?
The Hulk is what holding the dildo. That's the.
Yeah. You can have this Mama Juana. I mean, you can. It's Mario's. I'm just saying.
Steve's going to try to get away the whole
tape.
Table.
No, no. Just like the little randomness
black
on there.
Duct tape.
Fucking the bell here.
No, hey! Yeah, you had the candy bell.
Well, I did have these masks here because I did have some strippers fucking daywalkers.
You're having, like,
that
an Eyes Wide Shut party?
They didn't want to have their face be shown, which is weird. So, like, all right, I'll buy a mask, and then they still didn't show up. So
that's wild that, like, right now in the world, this is stripper-centric. Like, when I was younger, like, they didn't want to tell you, they tell you their name. You don't know nothing about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they have to have social media, even fake social media. They have, okay, I can follow you on Instagram. They have to have their fucking stripper fucking page, along with maybe their own real page, which you for sure have to have.
That stripper
like,
page.
So you're, like, at work all the time. You know, like, you're having to create content for fucking, like, get out of here. This is terrible.
My buddy Manolo, shout out to the Manolo Experience. Look him up on YouTube. He was filming porn. And he was managing one girl. They were raking in about over 10 grand on OnlyFans. But he was filming her. I mean, you stay up on that content, dude. You get paid. I mean,
yeah.
I can only imagine, like, if you're, like, a fucking banging 10, how much money you making.
I mean, it depends.
Mandy Sachs?
You got to have other stuff going on.
Yeah, because there's so much content.
There's a million just hot chicks out there. You know? Like, if you're not, if you don't have, like, a personality or a hobby, or the accept else, it's like, who cares?
Speaking of hobbies,
or strawberry tits.
Right.
Strawberry flavored. Speaking of hobby, I saw this guy on the street juggling.
Oh,
money.
There's a lot of stuff like that right here on Alameda.
Dude, Mexico is, I mean, I know it's already here, but it's here.
It's sure. Here.
This fool was juggling and shit in the fucking middle of the street while the red, where the light was red. And then he, you know, tips his cap and then.
My favorite, all that shit is wild. But my favorite part of all of that is the timing. Where they know their route, they know how long this light is going to last. And not only how long whatever I'm going to do, because I have to have time to get money from the cars, too.
Yeah.
So it can't just be the end, green light. It has to be like fucking the end, beat, 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 green light. You know what I mean? But like when they do, when they have luchadors out there.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. And most of the time it's one little kid's doing the high flying, and then like the older brother bases for him. I'm assuming it's the brother.
Yeah.
It's all, I mean, because it's completely different people, but always the exact same thing.
Always kidnapped from Mexico. Yeah, whatever.
Scissor grab.
And then the dad or the kidnapper, whoever it is, the guy who has.
The kidnapper?
Yeah, the dad or the kidnapper, one or the other.
His agent.
Wrestling trainer. What? There's a lot of words. There's a lot of words for it, you know, but that guy, he's got the bucket. The money bucket.
Yeah.
He's walking to the front of the cars while the kids are fucking, you know, doing the head scissors and he's fucking spinning.
And there's always meet mascaras with like Spider-Man.
Of course.
You know, because you fix Spider-Man shit.
Yeah. Maintain 100
spider fool.
Yeah. But yeah, I was crazy because I was like, what the fucking juggler?
And that is a wild thing that's like.
Wait, where'd you see that? I'm sorry.
I was coming back from L.A.
Okay, but it was here in L.A.
Yeah. I think it was like a Telegraph, if I'm not mistaken. Sort of like by the Citadel.
Okay.
But yeah, he was just throwing
like
his shit.
Hood, it's like, yeah.
No, it was, I'll tell you, it was like right near a Pepe's. That's the only thing I could
remember. It sounds like
Pepe's.
It sounds like it belongs near Pepe's. Yeah.
Pepe's.
Hey, it's funny, like the dude in the street, he was Pepe also, the juggler. That was Pepe as well.
Yeah, his name was Pepe. No, but it was just like, fuck, you know? But I'd rather see that than just, hey, give me a dollar.
I mean, well, if that guy don't know how to juggle.
Yeah.
You know, give me a dollar. I don't know how to juggle. You know, give me a dollar so I can
learn to juggle.
So I, I don't have any balls to juggle. Give me $5 so I can buy some balls and learn how to juggle.
That's what I would do next to the juggler.
I don't have any balls.
So juggle some balls?
I need money
for juggling.
For juggle school.
Money
for juggling school.
Money to learn how to juggle.
Oh, dude. He's probably raking way more money.
I found me a little quick thing on the internet.
Mexico.
Nah, that's right up the street.
I don't see no potholes. I don't think it's here. Look at that. Bounce off the ropes.
That shit right there, man.
Scissor.
God damn.
Oh, these fools do chair shots and everything. Oh! Why didn't he? He's no selling that chair shot, man. You fucking better go down.
He didn't have time.
Go down. Man.
By the way, that was Mexico because there was an ox skull right there on the corner.
Oh, yeah. I know all about Oxco, man.
Oh, what you know about that,
that's
John?
That's like the
7-Elevens of Mexico.
Like that's like the Buc-ee's. The Buc-ee's of Mexico.
What the fuck's a monkey?
Buc-ee's.
Oh, Buc-ee's.
From Texas.
Got it.
I would say the 7-Eleven, but they have 7-Elevens in Mexico.
Hell yeah. Dude, they have 7-Elevens in it. It trips me out. There's states that don't have 7-Eleven when there's fucking other countries that have 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, you don't have 7-Eleven? Thailand has 7-Eleven. How do you not have 7-Eleven? Yeah. Japan has... my friend Danica was just in Japan, and she said she could have eaten at 7-Eleven the whole time. Like, because it was, like, good sushi. Like, better sushi than we have here is just at 7-Eleven in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the only thing... They were talking about the things that make it out, like... Only after they're done picking does anything leave Japan. You know, so like the bottom of the barrel has better shit than we have because they take it all first and then send it off.
Oh, 100%.
So like at 7-Eleven, they got bomb ass sushi. She was like, man, 7-Eleven sushi is the shit in Japan.
You know, when I went to the East Coast, everyone talks about the Wawa's.
Yeah.
So I went into a Wawa. Now, mind you, I didn't try the food, but I looked at everything and like, it looks so...
Well, then how can you say anything about a Wawa?
Because it looked all basic, like,
Sometimes that's the hardest thing to make. Good.
A sandwich?
Right. Sometimes it's hard to make good.
This is like traditional tattooing, because people think, look at it, and they're like, oh, simple fuck. It's like, it's so easy to fuck up. Like, when you, like, you got to kiss it. You got to keep it simple. Like, fucking kiss it. Just fucking, don't try to do too much.
To tongue it.
Don't try to do too much. Like, having a brownie sundae. With just a brownie, just vanilla ice cream, but like good ass, it makes all the difference in the world. It's like, this is the most simple shit on earth, but with high quality ingredients, it becomes.
There's a sandwich shop in Cyprus called CJ's, Asian owned, and they do the perfect turkey sandwich, man.
I love it.
Ooh.
A turkey fucking sandwich. That's all I get there. I go in there, and it has that perfect amount of mayonnaise. Everything is just on point, no crust. Perfect sandwich.
You want cheese?
You know what I mean? And then you grab your chips and your Arizona, and you're happy.
Is it overly priced, like some of these delis can get with, like, I mean, I love Busy Bees. Love you, Busy Bees. Shout out to San Pedro. But then you get to the drinks and to the fucking and the chip section. It's like, what the fuck happened here? Why is everything double the price?
Well,
sandwiches are still fucking...
7-Eleven. Stop at 7-Eleven before you go to Busy Bees and get your super big gulp and your big bag of chips. Or the real grocery store. Or the 99-cent store.
Oh, you know.
Oh, they do have a lot of things at the 99-cent
store. Yeah, they do. They got Doritos. They got all that shit, you know.
We got to watch out with that, with most of their stuff, though, because a lot of their shit is about to expire and go bad.
Well, it's about to.
Yeah, hurry up.
You eat it. Yeah, it's right.
Hurry up.
Yeah. You're not going to keep it forever.
What are you doing, man? Fucking hurry up and eat it.
Aldi's is real good, too.
Aldi's, I've never been to Aldi's. All I know about is that you give them a quarter for the shopping cart.
That's well, they make that's what makes you take it back.
Right, but that's literally the only, and that the cashiers get to sit down. That's all.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh yeah, they have their own little.
That looks lazy as fuck, though.
But that's all that because their job is affected zero.
Yeah.
Like the only thing that is they're comfortable. Like that's the only
maybe
fuck, that's the only difference. And in America, us going, what the fuck, man, why you get to sit down at work, like. If you go to Europe, they're all sitting down. You know what I mean? Like, they're not, that's not how other people operate, only us.
I remember growing up at the Lucky supermarket, same thing, where I don't remember the cost a quarter to get the fucking carts, but I would wrangle up the carts and take them back, and they would spit out quarters. I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. That was my first.
Oh, I don't remember that. I went to Lucky's all. We had a Lucky's right up the street.
They didn't do that back then?
Alpha Beta.
Well,
Alpha Beta? I remember that shit.
Yeah. Fuck. No, we had a Lucky. I stole the Snickers from a Lucky.
Oh,
once.
Shit.
Damn.
I dropped it and kicked it through the door because I thought it had a sensor. You know what I'm saying? I kicked it out.
That's like wanting it bad, where it's like, I think there's a sensor.
No, hey, you know, you hear shit. Like, they're going to fucking, you know, fucking kicked it. And then got in the back of the station wagon, mind you.
Of course.
And then you hear the fucking, hey, what's going on back there? What are you doing?
Where'd you get a candy bar from?
How'd you get that? Oh, fuck.
I had money.
Yeah, you know you didn't?
Yeah, where'd you get money from?
I'm money.
Oh, man, I had money.
I'm money.
See, if you would have went to the Lucky's one where I was going to, you could have collected some carts.
Yeah.
You got some Snickers money.
I'm going to age myself, but when they had the Olympics here,
1984,
and they had the bicycle.
Steve was 16 years
on
old.
On the 91 freeway.
They had a what now?
The bicycle racing was off the 91 freeway.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, in Carson, where they had the velodrome.
That's No. But like the other part of the long distance.
Oh, outside racing.
It went down the 91. So me and my friend went and put an ice chest on a little like wagon, and we went. And back in the day, they used to sell sodas for 25 cents outside of Lucky's, and we were selling them for 75 cents over the bridge that you would see the races at. We had like the lime, the regular.
Is this
the
President's
grape.
Choice? Is this?
Yeah, I think PC, it was something like that.
Or PC, man, 25 cents a can. For
25
sure.
cents a can. We went out there. I drank half the cans, but we made a little bit of money. Damn,
it sucks that like doing that shit now is harder because people don't have cash. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you have,
well, that's tell me.
You get
you
the fucking
set up for all that stuff.
You get the Zales.
eBay authenticity guarantee. It's checked by experts.
Goddamn fucking commercials.
Skip it.
Yeah, you can skip them right.
Look at this guy. He's
skip this guy. Yeah,
it is live. Al Michaels.
Let's see if we can see Steve.
So pick up that
selling Cokes.
There he is.
Well, Jim, at this point, things are about the same as when we last visited with you some 15 minutes ago. We still have that pack of seven with Finney, Graywall, and Rogers of the United States, Lauritsen and Sather of Norway.
I saw Steve
Aranco of Colombia.
Wow, this is
a little bit
they're picking
little bit
up the
further.
Pace a little bit. They're on the next to last lap. They have the women, of course, taking one today as Connie Carpenter won the first.
I hear helicopter. Must be Compton.
Do you think would you be into going to
now moving out in front?
Would you be into going to any events for the Olympics coming up?
Yeah, I'd like to the wrestling.
Sure.
My godson
but
wrestles.
Would you want? Because like I
went. Sell Cokes? No.
In 84. during this one, my dad took me to. We went to field hockey, and it was like Iran playing. Like we didn't know any of the countries, but it was just like what we could get tickets to. You know? You go there, and there's just all that.
I've been to like soccer games for like World Cup and shit like that here. Yeah. When they had the Gold Cup, I've been to those and they're lighting fireworks, throwing piss on people. It's like what the fuck. But to Olympics, I went to the road race. But yeah, I mean wrestling, boxing. I'd like to see the boxing. What else?
Boxing you could probably go to too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could get tickets to that.
Santa Anita, I think they're gonna be doing some of the horse stuff there, like the jump equestrian stuff
that.
So that'd be cool to check out.
About that, sure.
I mean, just to say you were there, I guess.
Right. You know? That's how I feel about the field hockey thing. It's like I was there.
Oh, it was
like
the Olympics.
I did some Olympics, we bought some pins. I don't know what happened to them, but you know.
Yeah. Half that shit's always usually gone, right? You can't, and then you'll find it years later.
I would, I bet. That stuff's worth money, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, to somebody.
So here's a conundrum. Let's talk about this. So the other night I went with Danica. So we went to go see Dune first, which was fucking awesome. So afterwards, she got invited to this preview of like a show, like a stage show.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is this guy wrote a book that's basically what if Batman happened in the 20s and 30s, the 1920s and 30s. So like that kind of style. Super cool book. This show is based on that. So he gave everybody copies of the books, blah, blah, blah. So afterwards, his show that he made before this was a pair. So the show is like a burlesque Batman show. The show that he made before this that ran for a long time was called The Empire Strips Back. And it was a burlesque Star Wars show. And apparently that ran forever. It was like a parody, blah, 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 blah. So afterwards, he's like, hey, let me get you copies of the magazines. Oh, because Danica's like, I'm going to go introduce myself to this dude, you know. So like, and he knew she was from her YouTube stuff. He's like, oh, yeah, of course I know who you are. You know, blah, blah. So they're talking. It's like, oh, it's cool, man. The dude was cool as fuck. And he goes, let me give you. So he made two issues of it's Star Wars Playboy called Wookierotica. Is what it's called. These two fucking things. So he gave them to us. It's fucking awesome. And they're super cool. So Mikey, my roommate, he loves fucking Star Wars. You know, this fool fucking is obsessed with Star Wars. So I show it to him. He's like, oh, these are super cool. It's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So I look up. You can't get them. There's fucking the last ones that were sold online sold for $275 a piece for each issue. So it's like $600 worth of fucking.
And Mike ain't buying yet?
Well, I'm just saying, we haven't talked about any of this stuff. Because on my honest, very real thoughts, is I would like Mikey to have these.
I want but to, now they're worth...
This. Also, I just found $600. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Here's a month rent.
We haven't had these conversations yet, yeah. But because I would like both of us to feel like we got ripped off.
Would you? You know what I mean? Like, you,
I don't need full value. Like, I don't need full value, you know. But I want both of us.
I don't know what you pay, or if you pay or whatever. But are you the kind of guy that would say here for my rent, or you'd rather have the money?
I would rather pay less in rent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that would, like, oh, here's $50. There's rent or whatever. You know, I would much rather that than have him hand me cash that I'm going to have to
blow
give
it.
Back, or that I'm going to have to hand back right back to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, in 3 days, I'm just going to
give this. Double.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, I have the Playboy autograph by China. I wonder how much that's worth. Yeah.
We'll be looking up right now.
And the Marge.
Marge Simpson?
Yeah.
That one probably.
Cartoon?
Cartoon?
No, the real fucking Marge Simpson.
Well, I don't know who does the voice.
Oh, no, probably some dude.
Or someone who's 30 years older than when they first started doing it. So,
exactly.
At least 30. It's been longer.
No,
than
it was a cartoon. It was the first one ever, like, cartoon with on Playboy, I guess you would say. But yeah, dude. And I also have the other two.
$149, factory sealed, but that's not autographed, so who knows?
Autograph, I'd probably say at least $100 more, minimum.
But it's not factory sealed.
Marge Simpson.
It's not what?
It's not factory sealed. It's sealed with something else.
Oh, wait. Yours is not factory sealed because it's autographed.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if 150 factory
sealed. The value that it loses from being not factory sealed, it should at least gain
from the autographs. Yeah, yeah.
So still 150? $200?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Well, it's worth whatever someone's willing to pay for it.
That's absolutely what it is. Yeah. That's the
throw
whole
throw it up for $500 and see, go from there.
Oh, man, I'm knocking shit
and
down.
And we're giving away the pig's radio sign as well.
That's going to go up.
Knocking shit down, man.
Yeah, and the Marge, and then the other one, too, they had Brock Lesnar's wife. And
that's Sable.
Sable, nice. And then someone else on there.
So I don't know if I've ever told this story. I used to have a box full of collectible Playboys, swimsuit issues, old, because you remember before the internet when there used to be magazines that had pictures of naked celebrities?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, wait. Yeah, like if they saw them at the, like if a paparazzi picture before they could put it on the internet,
you
the place where they could put it is in this fucking mag called Celebrity Sleuth, and there was other ones that were like fucking celebrity naked magazines. So all these magazines that I had because I anticipated them being worth more money at some point. Like, yeah, I had good ones, you know? And so I was living with this girl, and if she, if by some chance she happens to hear this, I'm not referring to you as this girl to dismiss you. I'm referring to this girl as to not say your name. You know? So I'm with this chick, and I come home, and it wasn't even until I took it. So she's acting like totally regular. And then I go to take a shower, and the bathtub is filled up with water, and all the magazines are in.
Oh, shit.
All the magazines are in.
Why?
Because she was jealous. She thought, like, this is what I'm jacking off to or whatever.
And oh,
this was still right at the beginning of the internet, so there wasn't, like, phone porn. Like, that. So that wasn't really. But, yeah, this is before iPhones. But this is not what I'm jacking off to. You know what I mean? This is not. These are in a box in my closet, you know? So, because I'm a completely healthy individual, I decide I'm just not going to say anything. Because she didn't say shit. She knew I'd been home for hours. You know what I mean? She's acting like there's not a problem. Like, hey, you know, baby. You know, that go take a shower. I was like, what the fuck? So I let the water out. And then it's because it's all mulch. You know what I mean? And I just shove it, not where the faucet is, on the other side.
Uh-huh.
And I just make a pile. You know, and I just leave it. And it's like, all right. And we lived our lives like we were happy, like we weren't in a fight. We weren't in a fight for like 3 or 4 days while this thing just sat.
No one moved it.
No one moved it. No one talked about it. Fucking nothing. We're just like going on life like we're goddamn psychopaths. I don't remember how. I honestly don't. I would love to talk to her to see if she remembers.
Well, her name is Toxica. Yeah. That's how we. That's what we call him in Spanish.
To see if she got to remember how this all eventually. Because I remember we fought about it, but I don't know how it got fucking
first
settled.
Of all, how dare you take this man's future money,
right Even if those things, even if they were only worth like $20 a piece, there's hundreds of there's.
And you know what? Even if you were jacking off to them, they're
it's
yours.
My personal business. I'll do whatever I want to.
And they're yours,
right? And then she, so the one that I had to really like, I was like, "There's the swimsuit issue in here. These are like bikinis."
Yeah,
and that's like. This is bikinis. Like,
do you remember any of the celebrities or any of the like bikini people? Or
it was all the good ones. Like back when the swimsuit issue was fucking
the
pop,
shit, yeah.
You know, like late '90s. Like just
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, you know, I don't think she was ever. I mean, she was. I for sure had Playboys of her, but not like it was just. And now sometimes I'll see like magazines that I know I had listed like on for sale. I'm just like motherfucker.
No way.
What's the most expensive one you've seen?
There was one that was $100 that was like a Playboy that I had that was for sure $100.
You had like four copies of it.
No, I mean, but like, it was like, oh, cool, man. Cool. I figured, I've done the math, like rough napkin math.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like $1,000 for sure. You know, I mean,
you
like,
owe this man $1,000. A name, a woman.
Where it's like, are you fucking over nothing? Over nothing. Over like.
Assumption.
Digging in a box. On a shelf in the closet.
Yeah, she
went.
You
know what I mean? Like, this is like, what's in this box? And then open it and getting mad for no fucking reason.
And I think that's the one thing when you are in a relationship where you have to, like, be careful of what you look for or what you ask, because you'll find the answer you're not wanting to know.
Whatever your worst nightmare about the answer.
Yeah.
That's what's like, you know what I mean? Like,
and then, but even the question is lame. It's not even, or like you said, she went and looked into this box where she could have waited till you got home and said, hey, Johnny, what's in the box? Oh,
or,
you know what? It's old magazines that I'm collecting because they're collectible.
I would have been like, you know what's in there? Our fucking savings account is in there. Retirement is in there. Like,
and this shit's worth a lot of money, you know? And then she'd be like, oh, okay. I'd be like, I don't know her, so. I'm making assumptions, but as soon as it would have been like money, and then it changes.
Right, right.
Because it goes from you doing one thing to like, oh, this is worth something. I'm
trying to make money. It's like you just threw away baseball cards. Like you just came in here and just ripped up a bunch of baseball cards. Like,
you
know, you
got jealous of a piece of paper. Or maybe if he took care of me, I wouldn't need a box of magazines.
Yeah.
Not doing your job.
Oh, no, she was doing her job.
Okay.
That was never an issue. That was never a problem for us.
Oh, man.
That part. Everything else.
Was great.
No, giant problem. No, everything else, giant problems. The sex part, always wonderful.
But like, the rest of it.
Life, oh, all kinds of problems.
Well, yeah, he's the one, you know. And I hate to dwell on it, but to go and fucking fill the bathtub with water and just leave it there till you got home.
For me to find.
To you to find.
Not like, hey, go in the bathroom. Because it would be completely different. Not that it's good, but if I walked in and she was like, you know what? Fuck you and fuck your magazines. Go look in the fucking bathtub. At least then it would have been like, we're having this face-to-face.
Yeah.
We're having this fight. This is a one-on-one fight happening between us.
You know, but, what about?
Right. You know what? But all this, like, now it's in the bathtub and I'm not, I don't, she didn't say nothing to me about it. And now it's like, ooh. And now, and plus, I'm a sucker. Once we're involved in, like, crazy shit, it's like, oh, okay, we're going to be crazy? I could be crazy. I can do this. Like, let's be involved in
let's
crazy
get crazy.
Shit. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. You know, like, I'm ready to fucking go.
Hell yeah. Talking about crazy, I was thinking we should do an episode where we just sing everything. Almost like a musical.
We're going to sing and say some stuff. It'll be pretty funny.
Because Johnny, because he sings.
Johnny's a natural already.
I like to sing.
And then we'll have people call in, but they have to sing.
Damn.
I think that'd be pretty funny. I don't know. I was just
Does kidding. Rapping count the same? Because I know D. Rotten likes to rap
Hell
when
no.
he's doing his
no,
show.
No, it has to be musical style.
Yeah, gotta be singing.
And if you're listening to D.
Preferably
Rotten,
slow.
No, it does not count.
You gotta be singing and let them know. Did you guys see the Oscars when fucking Ryan Gosling saying, I'm just Ken?
Mm-mm. I don't know what song
movie.
That is.
It's from the Barbie movie. I'd never heard it before until he did it. He had, but what I could tell you is he was having a lot of fun. Like, you just tell why he was doing that. This fool was up there having a good old time.
I didn't watch any of that. I don't.
Well, you didn't see John Cena naked?
No.
John Cena was
you couldn't,
naked.
You couldn't
For
see
no reason.
John Cena.
Yeah, he was up there. Yeah, there was just an envelope floating around.
I did see, I didn't watch that, but then I caught it on highlights.
That's why I didn't watch. I just watched clips.
And then,
what do you think? I'm going to sit down for 3 hours watching an award show? Are you crazy?
I watched a clip where it was like John Cena's part of the Illuminati. Now it's so ritual.
Stupid.
Oh, I did see that too.
Look at this.
That's what I watched.
This man's been out. This man's made his living being naked in front of people. Like, wearing not much more than what he had on. Like, in front of, like, and is also fucking jacked. Now, you want to talk about a humiliation ceremony? If you sent a fat guy out there and we're like, whoa, and he did that, I would believe that this is a humiliation ceremony. John Cena looking gassed and out there and fucking, like, getting, woo, like, this is.
Yeah, the guys in the audience are humiliated.
Right. It was an Illuminati ceremony for all the dudes in the audience. So it's like, oh, fuck, man. I look like shit, dude. This fool's fucking 40-something years old.
And just ripped.
Gassed, you know what I mean? Just right, having a good-ass time. And there it is. Hilarious.
That's Illuminati. You know what? I was disappointed, though. The only Mexican was the parking attendant security from Jimmy Kimmel's show there. That was pretty weak. Toasting with the tequila shot. Like, fuck you. Guillermo. First of all, that tequila tastes like shit. It's expensive and it's garbage.
Yeah.
Second of all, Guillermo, that's it? That's a representation that we get? Guillermo?
Yeah.
No, man.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill out there.
Yeah.
It took me, I didn't know that Guillermo meant William for a long time.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was our big...
I remember meeting Guillermo once.
What? Where did you meet him at Mal's bar?
No,
he was there for the darts.
Surprisingly, not at Mal's bar. I ended up winning tickets for a weenie roast, and he was in the
Guillermo was there.
He was in the pit in Irvine Meadows
selling hot dogs.
Who was he there to see?
I have no idea, but he was
LeCure.
He was in the whole getup. I forgot what year that was. Oh, you know what? I think it was Rob.
He was in his security getup.
Yes,
like, still rocking his
yes. Face.
Of course he was.
I think Rob Zombie was there that year.
Yeah.
And,
he was like,
when you're Guillermo, you have to be in that getup.
I mean, if you're looking for attention, yeah, you know, for sure. Yeah.
Of course he is. He's Guillermo.
And it's wild that he could take that off and become invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's with a little hat, you know, a little hat, or a little cowboy hat.
Just like, throw some shades on him. He's
just
done.
Whatever, and he's fucking invisible. Yeah. Just some paisa. Who's that fucking guy?
Like, I don't know. That's my tío. Yeah. Tío Guillermo.
Tío Guillermo.
It's like, and they're so. That's the right kind of famous. The disappearing famous. Like, all right, cool, man. Like, I'm not going to be famous.
Like
anymore.
Tito from Power. This is Tito. This is Tito.
No, that's not how you do it.
This is Tito. That's how you This is Tito coming
from my No. Tito, the guy that used to do the Mexican shit. He used to do the Tito's Top
404.
Theo. No,
remember
no,
on
no.
Theo?
But he was an Asian cat with that deep voice.
That's how he turned into invisible because no one thought he was fucking Asian.
Yeah, and then he I think he quit radio or something happened, but he had a...
The internet happened and they were like,
he couldn't be on the radio for 2 or 3 years because they still paid him. They paid him his contract.
Oh, sure.
And then, but he couldn't do radio in LA for a while. Yeah. But he got his money, so he didn't go
fuck. That
was
such like a weird time.
Yeah.
Theo's time in fucking LA. That was a fucking weird
time. Because everyone thought he was a black dude and he was just like
and
Asian
good
as
looking.
Hell.
I was slinging dick on black girls and they were like, what? Yeah. You're who?
Some Asian dude was like, hey, what's up? It's Theo. Come to me.
The best, man.
Let me lick you up and down.
Hey, he's playing Jonas. He's playing lovemaking music, too.
Heck yeah. Radio back then was the shit, dude. It was the shit.
That's what I would play. I'd play lovemaking music if I was a DJ.
Oh,
I'd play
Romanticos. I was thinking of doing another Van Drivers one, either with the original Van Driver cast or getting another cast of Van Drivers, maybe from a different era of K-Rock.
If we were going to do this, this is what I would like.
Go ahead.
I would like anonymous questions submitted.
Oh.
From the people, like, what questions do you got? Like, just whatever. Like, but I imagine they would have some interesting questions for the group.
So if we had, like, Oso again and those cats, they would have to...
Like, submit a question, man. Submit a question for the group.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think that, you know, if there's anything you ever wanted to know, that you ever wondered, things that have stories that haven't been settled, you know, whatever.
Like you know? Did you rat me out?
Right. Or you got old beef, you got old questions, you got whatever. Yeah. Fucking, we're coming to settle.
No, I remember
shit.
When I first started, and I told the story a couple of days ago. We were working, no doubt, at the Gibson, and me and Chuck were new to the street team, and we got there, and the first place we went to was Camacho's to start drinking fucking margaritas because they were like a margarita special and shit, you know? So me and Chuck are sitting at the end.
On
the
work
table,
hours.
On work hours.
Yeah, of course. On the clock.
Oh, on the clock. And we're sitting at the end, and they all look at us and like, you guys ain't drinking? Yeah, 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 we're drinking. That was it. You know, you're either drinking or you're like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here, you know? So we started drinking, and then someone ratted us out. And for a split second, they thought it was me. Because I was on the morning show. They're like, oh, this fool told on us. So
sure.
I was like, motherfucker, I was drinking.
And what did I tell? What do you think I told? Yeah. We were drinking?
And like, if you're listening, fucker, Ziggy was the one that
Ziggy, yeah. That you bastard.
Because he was our boss's like best friend.
Oh, of course. He showed where his loyalties lie.
Oh, yeah. But the crazy part is our boss, Smiley, at the time.
Was the boss?
Yeah.
Oh, what the? Nothing happened.
Yeah, exactly. So you ratted us out for nothing.
You lost face with us and made no face with him.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you did, there was no exchange.
I like Smiley in here. Because, dude, and Smiley, whatever. It is what it is, man. I would go up to Smiley and be like, hey, I'm taking Friday off and this and this and that. He'd be like, oh, all right. Like, he didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, it was, that's why I said I haven't had a real job since fucking 1998. Even before that shit, I was at the magazine. I was working on Dirt Pilot Mag, so I didn't have a real job since 1996, 97. A real job.
Right.
I only had
one real job.
You know, I had, and that's the crazy, from when I started working to like 96, I had a shit ton of fucking real jobs.
Sure.
You know, Boys and Girls Club, fucking Sports Bar and Grill, fucking a shit ton of fucking jobs, bro. And then after that, it was just like no work. It was not real work, at least.
Sure. I was just thinking the other day. So the only job I had worked in a factory where my dad worked, they just fucking closed.
Oh,
the
shit.
The factory closed. My dad's worked there since he was 18. They fucking closed. He's like 70, whatever now. Like, he's worked there that whole fucking time.
So they retired?
They closed. The factory fucking closed. Like, they fucking, it's gone. So the company went out of business. So when I worked there, my dad loves celebrating like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, like fucking luncheon. Like, we're going to talk about everybody.
Yeah.
You got to pick a gift out of a catalog. They give you a catalog. You get the,
oh, shit.
For my 10 year, I picked this reclining chair that I took to the tattoo shop. Like, that was my fucking, that was my tattoo shop chair, was this chair I got out of this catalog. So it was 10 or 15. I don't know. What to, right at the end. So, because I don't know how long they were counting. Because I worked there from the time I was like 12. Until I was like 25, but like not officially, you know what I mean? During summers or right. So there. So it's like, it's my big, like, I see how the speeches my dad gives for other people, they're 5 and 10 years, whatever. And I'm like, what the fuck is he going to say about me? Like, this is going to I'm about to get something good.
Yeah, man,
I can't wait to hear what my dad finally going to give me my props in front of everybody. Like, here we go, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it starts, and it's like, yeah, my son's worked here for a long time, you know, blah, 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 here you go. And that was it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, are you, like, I cannot, right. And I was like, I cannot believe, like, I was so hurt. Like, I was, and then my boss, Steve Fierro, what's up, man? He pulls me and he's like, and I was like, obviously upset, you know, and he was like, I don't remember how it came out, but he finally tells me, he's like, why did my dad say shit about me? Because he had ran his speech, what he had planned, he ran it past Steve, and Steve's like, you can't say that in front of people. Because the story that he told was like my first few days when I was fucking working. I'm like 13 years old. I was working with a hot glue gun, gluing pallets together with a fucking glue gun, and it gets stuck. I fucking pull, and finally all of it comes out, and it covers these two fingers, and like down onto my index finger, my middle finger on my left hand, and like down where I put it in, it's like I put it, there's like a safety sink, you know, right there, and I put it in there, and the steam, like all this steam fucking comes out, and like my fingers are fucked.
So those are plastic fingers.
Yeah, I was just fucking, and my dad, and I'll never forget, my dad looks at me, he goes, you don't want to go to the hospital, do you? And I was like, no, you know, I guess not. Like, in my mind, I was like, yeah, of course I want to go to the fucking hospital.
Yeah.
And I would, not only did I not go to the hospital and not go home, I went back to work. Like, it was like fucking bandaged it up and sent me back to work. And so my dad tells that story as the speech to Steve. Steve's like, you can't.
Yeah, OSHA, bro.
Like, you can't go say that in front of people. And so he was like, oh, my fucking son's been here for 10. I was like, oh. Yeah, I burned my fingers off. And then he told my mom, like, you could see. In my memory, you could see my fucking bones. Like, you, like it was. And when I got home, my mom was yelling at my dad, he has to go to the hospital. I was like, no, we're going to get in fucking trouble. You know?
That's what happens, bro.
That's what happens when you have a real job.
That's what happens when you have a real
job.
And
they kept you after that for that entire time.
Yeah, they kept me after. What do you mean?
I mean, that was like, how many years were you there in the fucking first week? You were here fucking gluing your...
That was not my fault.
Yeah, he could have gluing his dick. Yeah,
why is he saying it like I did something wrong? Do you hear how he's... This was... I was a child left unsupervised. This is not... I did nothing wrong.
You were fucking...
I was a child left unsupervised with a tool I didn't know how to use. How was any of that? 13?
Should have gave you proper training before you touched that shit.
Huh?
Teenager. Making money.
Yes. $7.25.
An hour.
No, I was making $7. And minimum wage was $4.25 at the time. And I was making
I was killing it.
And they couldn't teach you how to fucking use a glue gun, goddamn it.
No, they didn't teach me how to do nothing.
God damn.
For $7, you better come in knowing shit.
Nepotism, man. That's what happens, you know?
It's crazy, though, because now I was talking to somebody about that, about like money. I go, motherfucker, you don't remember when it was like $3-4 an hour? Like, fuck you, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember, I think my first job minimum wage was like $5.25 mm-hmm. or some shit.
Gas was like fucking 86 cents.
Yeah.
I remember when I was started, was it when I was driving? No, maybe it had to be way earlier now, maybe. But I remember when gas was like 90 something cents up to a dollar. Then when it hit to $1.25, like, God damn, what's happening here?
Yeah, but with the Starbucks in your hand, like $6, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
There was no Starbucks back then.
Yeah, that's true. Gas was like 98 cents when I got my driver's license. Did I tell you that when I went to Seattle just a little bit ago, you go to Seattle, there's still like the original Starbucks, like the first one.
Yeah.
So is it nice?
No. Oh. It's the first one. You know, they didn't have any money then. And the logo's different. It's all fucking completely different. But I went up there and I started screaming that it all could have stopped here. It all could have stopped here. I was like, before this, coffee was for old people served in diners. You know, like, why?
Well, most of those people aren't drinking coffee.
What do you mean?
They're not drinking. They're drinking caramel, frappuccino.
They're drinking flavored coffee. Right? At the bottom, it's coffee.
Like chai tea lattes. And no one's drinking like a cup of Joe. No one says, hey, give me a cup of Joe.
No, that's a Starbucks.
Give it to me black.
Yeah, give it to me black.
Americano. That's black and water.
Does it taste the same, or is it kind of like the Del Taco going to Vegas in Barstow, where that's the first one?
Do you think I participated at the Starbucks? I don't drink coffee. And two, if I did, I wouldn't drink Starbucks. So, no, I did not participate.
He drink...
I just yell that side.
No, he drink at that other one. What's the other one? Dutch Brothers.
Oh, dude, I just learned that there's a Dutch Bros in here in Orange County now. Like,
I think it's like Disneyland or something. Disney?
No, Fountain Valley.
Yeah, the line's probably huge.
I had my first Dutch Bros going this year when I went to Fresno. They are covered with Dutch Bros, and they're so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Sonic's meets Starbucks, but better.
When I went to one that was going to Fresno, I was actually driving to Seattle, and I pull into one, and the guy goes, what would you like? I go, look, this is my first time ever, bro. And I go, this is what I drink at Starbucks. And he goes, I got you.
Oh, shit.
And then I went, and he even said, I'll pay for your first one.
Really?
And so I went up to the, you know, after, because he was out there with the little board.
Yeah.
And I went up to the front, and the girl gave me, and it was fucking delicious as hell. It was good.
I had.
And free.
So when, Seattle again. So the gum wall, which I saw is fucking ridiculous. But so here's the wall. You walk down this alley, and there's the wall here. It's all dumb. Right here is a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was with my secret girlfriend. She was getting coffee. I got a London Fog, which I don't even know what that is. It was fucking delicious. And it's like, we could probably look it up. It's like a tea drink.
When you go up the stairs from the gum wall, up top, right up there,
yeah.
There's this guy making donuts.
Yeah.
Them shits are bomb. Did you try them?
No, but I saw them.
And then right across the street, there's a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking delicious ass shit.
Yeah,
right there
we ate
too.
All of those bakeries and all that bullshit right there. We ate at all of those places.
Yeah, because my friend Jen's from up there. She's the pastry chef and her husband's a chef. And we went out there just to get these fucking donuts that she wanted. And to see them throw fish for me.
I didn't see. They were not throwing fish when I was there. We did walk around. Right,
I think you now. I think you.
Yeah, that like make them do it, or you have to buy stuff and like.
Yeah, they charge you to get catch a fish or some shit.
I mean, it was fine. Seattle.
I would have missed too. I would have made sure it hit somebody.
They throw it. I don't think you throw it.
No, but you catch it.
Oh.
I think you can pay to catch it or some bullshit like that. I would have just been like, "Oh shit!" Slap some lady. That would've been funny.
I ate a lot of fruit there. There was a lot of fruit vendors that were giving out samples. I ate a lot of fruit.
We did buy fruit and all kinds of stuff like that. I did see the Starbucks. The line was huge.
Oh, really? There wasn't even any line there. I was just yelling.
No, when I was there, there was a big line. And then I went downstairs and bought a little Trotsies for the family.
Sure.
You know, little magnets and bullshit, cups.
And then when we were there, so the Airbnb we're looking at, like, we're looking directly. It's like right across the street from all that shit we were just talking about. There's like a little music venue, music box. Is that what it's called? Like a little. And DJ Pauly D was fucking in town for what? And we were just watching the line and like seeing who was fucking going to see old Pauly D.
Nice.
It was pretty hilarious.
I never heard him live, but I seen videos. He's so bad as
a
DJ.
Oh, I imagine. And then we were like, we were having a heated discussion about what we thought Pauly D charges.
I'm sure.
Probably
a lot. That's, you know.
Back then, I'm probably sure that was like in the 20s.
Oh, no. Whatever number we had, everything that I could find on the internet was like $30,000, $40,000 a gig.
Wow.
Like, you know, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
But people love that shit. You know what I mean? People love just to, oh, I remember we used to go to Gwen Stefani's brother's Halloween party. Did you go?
No.
No, you never went? And there were so many people there, B, C, D, celebrities and shit. And people that I would take or people that I would invite to go, they'd be like, oh, that's so-and-so. Oh, that's so-and-so. I was like, God damn. You know, people love that shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Especially people that watch TV and watch, they get into the shows and shit. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, there was always people like, oh, my God, so-and-so.
Have you watched this show? Have you watched Warrior on Netflix?
No.
It used to be on Max, apparently. But it's like a show about San Francisco Chinatown in, like, the minor 49ers time. Like, fucking railroad building times.
Yeah.
And it's all about the Chinese underground. And it has like this one guy who's basically Bruce Lee, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But it's pretty good. There's some good fighting and a lot of naked people. Cause this show is like they're full on.
Are naked chicks or are naked dudes?
I mean, for the most part, chicks, but there's dudes too. Like, I mean, because it's fucking, so you know, dudes are naked too.
I know there's an underground in like Mexicali. A lot of the Asians went out there, Chinese. So there's underground like tunnels and they sure. live underground and shit. And I guess. They say the best Chinese food you can ever find is right there in Mexicali.
Absolutely.
San Gabriel Valley. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
There's this awesome Chinese Sichuan kitchen.
Sichuan.
In Tecate, where Tecate beer comes from.
That's I heard of that beer.
It's right in between TJ Tecate Light. That in Mexicali. Closer to TJ. Like, as soon as you get down to TJ, it's like Tecate.
When you can find... Like that. Like the... Yeah, you know, you didn't know there's an underground Chinese community in fucking Mexicali. They make bomb Chinese food. When you could find like that, that's the best. You know?
Yeah, and you go to places and it's all shit written in Chinese and shit. Like,
and because these fools, like, all right. This is, I'm just assuming and guessing all of these things. Like, Chinese people come to San Francisco, LA, wherever they go.
Railroads.
Right, but I'm saying there's other Chinese people around. And more people, Chinese people coming, so like it changes, you know, the food and all that shit. When you're moving, like this is now you're by yourself, like you're isolated, so things don't change as much. Like you still just keep doing it how you were doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like that fucking Chinese food.
Because it's not exposure.
This is the original recipe Chinese food, not where you talk to 20 other people and got all this, like, nah, this is fucking, this is how we do it here.
It's how we do orange chicken.
Right.
But yeah, so supposedly, you know, they lived underground. After they were kicked out of the United States, after they were, you know, did the railroads and all that shit work, they went to Mexicali and lived underground. And it was like the first ever like mayor of Mexicali was like Asian or Chinese, you know, of course. And then there's a bunch of just Chinese writing in walls and shit. I have family from Mexicali and they were like, yeah, dude. And the, some of the fucking best Chinese food there.
Bomb.
That's crazy.
I don't remember the name of the restaurant I went to, but we hit up the last time I went out there. Chinese restaurant, and I forgot how much. It was a couple bucks, and we fucked so much food.
Oh, you fucked the food?
Fucked the food.
God damn.
So much of it. Fucked it all.
Did you see, there was a video that got put up. There was a dude diving, and he has this stick, and he's, like, poking it around. And he, like, then ink squirts out, and he gets this octopus, and he grabs it, and he just, like, bites. Like, I don't, like, kills it, but he's just like, I don't, like, and that's how the apparently, like, between their eyes or whatever, blah, it's the fastest way to kill him. And I saw that and I was like, all right, cool. When aliens show up and start eating us, I don't want to hear shit from anybody. You know, like, the fact that this is allowed, like, we know these fools are geniuses. This is not like, and not like dog smart, like, fucking smart.
Oh, that's like, smart. He got his head bit.
You know what I mean? They're just like, I'll fucking eat him. You know, like, oh.
But he was eating him. It wasn't like he was just killing.
No, he killed it so he could go eat it. But like, yeah. But just like, just vicious. Just grabbed it and fucking.
Well, that's the only way you can eat. Kill it.
They shouldn't be eating.
But.
I don't think we should be eating them at all. Octopus? Fuck no.
You don't like them?
No, it's because they're smart. I don't think we should be eating them because they're fucking geniuses. This is an alien species that lives under the water. We fucking eat them.
So good, though.
I mean,
dogs probably taste wonderful.
Well, they eat them in Asia.
Yeah. I think that's supposed to be illegal now, coming soon.
Dog eating?
Yeah, I think there's these festivals that happen out there from dog eating. They're supposed to be stopping those completely. And
look, man, as soon as shit hits the fan, people are going to
eat rats, eat whatever.
There's going to be lots of dog and cat eating going on.
But I remember that those dogs are specifically made for eating, though. It was a certain breed. Because I seen that. I forgot what episode it was. It was like one of those like Netflix, like people eating around the world and shit.
Yeah.
And they had all these dogs lined up, sort of like the ducks.
Yeah.
You know, roasted ducks. But they were the same type of dog. Sure. So it wasn't like it was like a fucking Doberman and pit bull and a little wiener dog. No, there wasn't no like.
I think you're right because it looks weird. It doesn't look like a regular dog, right? Like the way it's like.
And they would do, and this guy, he didn't eat the dog itself, but he had the tail, the meaty tail part of it, a soup. Like, that's what he was down to do. So he ate the soup of the tail, and he was like, oh, it's cool. I'm like, fuck. With all the seasonings and shit, it's just broth, right? Sure,
yeah. I mean, whatever the seasonings are, that's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
I know a dude in Bali who went, so they do this thing, or they did it then. They had a puppy, and they put its head, like, in a fucking vise. And they smack it with a stick. Like, tick, 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 tick. Like, to get it fucking, like, to get its adrenaline flowing and get it all riled up. Ah! And they cut its head off, dip it in oil, and they fucking pull out the ribs, and they serve you the ribs, like, in a little bag. And he said, you eat it, it's like, oh! It's like drinking 50 fucking Red Bulls. You're eating this fucking dog's adrenaline.
The rib is back. God damn, bro. Yeah,
gnarly, right? Yeah.
I bet you we eat worse shit, though. Like the McRibs, which is a paste.
Well, anything we eat here is bad. We've established that. Anything. Everything we eat has microplastics and cancer.
But to eat a dog, like, that's fucked up. I don't know, dude. To do it that way, you know what I mean?
I mean, how... well, I mean, yeah, that is fucked up. But, I mean, how different...
Because when
the
aliens come and fucking put us in the little trap... God.
When the aliens come, they at least take all the fucking assholes first. Like, all the fucking super elites. Like, the super elites and all the people think they're all fucking smart. I hope the aliens come and eat them first.
Nope.
No? Who do you think they're going to eat?
The homeless.
You think so? You think they're going to want fucking trash-ass fucking people with
maybe that's a all junkies for them, and bro. Shit? I don't know. What if it's fucking, like, seasoned?
I don't think so, man. I ain't eating nothing with already fucking diseases already on it.
I hope they don't eat the gorditos first and be like, oh, fuck, that guy's plumpy. Ah.
Extra meat.
Yeah.
Eating thighs.
That one got diabetes. Got chicken sweets.
Yeah, that one's sweet as hell.
That's sugar.
The big ones are cream-filled. So who do they eat first?
They just whoever's right in front of them. Wherever they land, whoever's right in front of them.
War of the Worlds shit. Did you watch that shit
with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
And then they die from the cold, right, or some bullshit?
So stupid.
They got COVID.
They couldn't. They were allergic to water or some whatever.
Air.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Like or the no, it
microbes
was
in the air or some shit. Things that they died because of something that a being that would travel interstellarly and come here would have thought of. You know what I mean? It's like, what? They didn't think it. Like,
well, no. They died like the Native Americans from a cold.
But if we were going to go somewhere, even right now, that would be one of the first things we would test for, is if we were going to be able to breathe the air and be alert. Like, that would be. We would do that, all that, before we ever even thought about going there. But they're like, we'll figure it out when we get there. You know, let's just get there first.
Well, when they built the pyramids, I mean, they probably already know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, not those guys, though. They did.
I'm here for it. And it's crazy. Well, we need to have another episode with either Carl or Leo. I know Leo's
indisposed currently.
Yeah, he said he'd come on soon enough, but
how about we get Carl in and we try to get Leo to do a Skype?
No, because Leo...
I don't want them at the same time.
Yeah, because they're different.
Yeah.
Leo's a genius.
He puts fucking fly wings on everything.
On dogs.
Yeah.
Dog tails.
That. On dog tail soup.
After they cut off that dog's head for the guy to eat, they put wings on that head and it flew away.
Yeah. Oh, that's a head detector from Living Color. Hell yeah.
I remember that.
Hell yeah. Throw me at him.
Throw me at him.
Oh, shit. Wow, man. You know what? It's about that time. It's the West Coast Pop Lock Podcast coming to you live every single Tuesday night, unless we decide not to be here. The number one live podcast. I know I have Michelada Rumble May 4th. Get your tickets while they're still 25, 12 and under free. 35 at the door. Lucha Libre, car exhibition, live music hosted by George Perez. We got the Voodoo Glow Skulls, DJ Angie V, the Paranoias. Mario's going to be out there doing sound.
Right.
So he's going to sound deliciously
so good.
I'm going to go and complain about the sound guy.
Johnny,
you fucking dare, Johnny. God damn it.
Because my Grito.
I'm like, can you hear this? This is terrible.
Because my Grito will be out there doing live podcasts all day. So all of the My Grito podcast family will be out there. So I'm sure Johnny will be live for sure. And Mario and myself will try to come and say hello if we can.
They got work to do. I got nothing to do.
So. Yeah, except watch Lucha Libre. And we got Lucha Libre. And then also we have a new show coming to you April 7th, Fiesta de Michelada. No, Fiesta. Fiesta de Santa Anita, April 7th at Santa Anita Park. And we'll be announcing a new show April
27th. Ew, that's mine. I'm not going to talk about it. Ryan, what do you got going on?
This Friday, let's kick off St. Patty's with some sadness.
Already St. Patrick's.
St. Patty's.
It's the end of March. 2025 next week.
Fuck, dude, it's almost fucking Easter time. So, yeah, at the end of March. Bricks Rock Bar this Friday. I got Sindicato Vertical all the way from Spain. Our homies, Three Rounds from Las Vegas, and local hometown heroes, The Companies, all playing live. So get your tickets at M81 Presents and check out all the other events on that roster page. It's going to be fucking great.
When are we going to get Swazza 6 back?
I mean, we can make that happen.
So I want to go see their show.
I mean, if you follow them, Johnny, on the Swazza 6 Instagram, they've been venturing out into new territories.
They're playing shows?
They are playing shows outside of their realm.
I like them being exposed to people.
The new thing.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Don't get sick.
Yeah.
Don't get sick.
And remember, don't eat meat on Fridays. Just lick it.
Just lick it. Like strawberry titties. Just lick it.
Hey, man, you know, it's religious.
I hear you, man. I'm ready.
You can have fish.
By the way, that April 7th, DJ Mario 81 is going to be there making you dance all day.
If you want to.
If you want. I'll make you dance.
I could make you dance if you want me to.
It's going to be all the jams. All the jams. And, you know, for all those at Coachella... Officially, I'm going to be there working, so all my Coachella freaks.
What are those dates?
I'll be there from the 11th, day zero, all the way through the 14th, and then back on the 18th to the 21st.
You're working out there?
I am.
What are you doing?
I'm going to be managing the entire campground side of audio.
Oh, shit.
So for all your listening pleasure, anything related to sound, My fingers went through that.
You can blame him.
I've got bad sound. Mario's fault.
Never. You know what? I got nothing but compliments last year, and I was already offered the job after last year because apparently people don't know how to do their goddamn jobs.
That's good news.
Taking my jobs.
I like Coachella out here putting money in my friends' pockets.
That's right.
I know a lot of people that have drawn a lot of money off Coachella. You know what I mean? And nobody who's ever performed.
Yeah, you know this, man. Those are going to be some sad days.
Oh, my God.
In the campgrounds.
Yeah. Sad dudes.
We were like, we can't make it to the show, man. We're too sad.
For all those camping, you get to do your yoga. You get to do your audio sound bathing. And it gets all kind of hippie-ish, but it's pretty cool. I digged it.
And silent disco, too.
Silent disco at night at the dome.
What the hell is silent disco?
Everyone wears
headphones.
So all you see is a bunch of people doing it or whatever they do when they're high as fuck, but no one can hear
it. Wait, what?
Yeah.
So they'll have about three.
So you tune in to like something?
No. So they have the thing called the dome where you're dancing, and this is a structure outside, and it has speakers. But at nighttime, so people can go to sleep, and sound ordinance, they turn all that shit off, and they give you wireless headphones. And I believe there's three different DJs, I think, going at one time. So you can swap over to the channels, and you can be listening to whatever DJ you want, and you're just rocking out with your fucking headphones.
I don't know if that's the best or worst idea I've ever
had. I think if I was a little bit of both, dude, I would be doing like, just like stupid noises, dude.
Like, I love, there's just people with headphones, fuck.
Doing their thing,
and get paid for doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Going on there and going, you guys suck.
No, everybody's watching you and they all hate you.
Yeah.
They're all watching.
You sad people. Listen to the West Coast Pop Lock every Tuesday at the Pacific Standard
Time. Probably like 8:02.
Should we do a whisper episode?
I would do a whisper episode.
A whisper episode would be good.
No, John Whisper.
And remember, the PG staying alive if someone's dying.
That's right. Staying alive. You learned something today.
You did. This was a fucking good episode.
You learned.
Yeah, you see, you learned something.
Break the fucking ribs.
That's right.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to need to save someone.
Fuck.
Do it.
Out.
We out.
Goodbye.
The number one live show in the world, West Coast Pop Lock Podcast. Coming to you from Big Studios in Compton, California. Featuring radio personality Super Steve Flores. Comedian extraordinaire, that dude Johnny C. And Mr. I'll Do Anything for a Buck, Mario 81. So throw your dubs in the air and let's get ready to pop lock.